This is Drew Mackey, and you're listening to Singing Mountain. Hello and welcome to the second part of what is essentially a David Wise Appreciation Week on Singing Mountain. In the previous episode, I talked about how I just couldn't decide which of the tracks from the Wizards and Warriors series I should include in the David Wise pre-Donkey Kong episode, and so instead I'm just going to dump them all in one of my 30-minute Friday episodes, which is this. Wizards and Warriors, in case you don't know, is a side-scrolling platformer game where you control Kuros, or Kuros, I actually don't know how to pronounce his name. He's the warrior, although singular, not plural, who sets out on an adventure to kill the evil wizard Malkil, whose name I realize just basically means bad kill, but whatever. Even if you've never played this game, you might actually remember Malkil, because although Kuros did not appear in Captain and the Game Master, Malkil did, as I think a one-off villain. But this is the game he represents, and at least Wizards and Warriors got something. Something, right? The first Wizards and Warriors came out in 1987 for the NES. Rare would go on to put out three more games: Iron Sword, Wizards and Warriors 2, Wizards and Warriors X, Fortress of Fear, which is a Game Boy title, and finally Wizards and Warriors 3, Kuros, Visions of Power, which shakes up the gameplay by allowing you to be a knight, a wizard, or a thief. Still as Kuros, though, just looking different with different powers. The series has subsequently been entirely forgotten by Rare, and as far as I know, it's not playable anywhere now. Correct me if I'm wrong, I don't think it's something you can play on Steam, which is weird because I think Rare owns it, but perhaps because it was released for Nintendo systems, there's a rights issue. I wish there was a way to play this. These are really quality games, but we're going to do the next best thing and listen to their music now. So what you're going to hear is a little bit of the first game, some of the second game and the Game Boy game, and a lot of the third game, because by virtue of coming out in 1992, it has the most impressive soundtrack, because by then David Wise had a lot of practice making the NES sound processor sound good. So happy Friday and enjoy the episode. Thank you.
We'll be right back.